Vanderbilt Professor Marshall Aiken says the world's largest rainforest has already suffered extensive devastation from ranchers, miners, developers, and multinational corporations. The good news is that since the late 1980s, there has been a growing international awareness of the need to preserve.
Driving up to my daycare, it's like save the rainforest on people's bumper stickers. You go out to Opryland, they get the Rainforest Cafe, Rainforest Crunch, you know. The awareness now is all over the place, right? So people go, oh yeah, the Amazon, rainforest, save the rainforest.
But Aiken says there are strong pressures on the Brazilian government to raise the low standard of living in parts of Brazil through economic development.
As strange as this may sound, I actually think that the best way to go about this is by regulating multinational corporations and allowing them to exploit focused resources. Because then what you're allowed to do is say, it's these particular places. We have large iron reserves here. We're going to exploit these. How do we do this in a way which is going to produce economic growth which we can control or supervise?
Aiken says he hopes Brazil does not follow the same path of unregulated growth as Costa Rica.
A quarter of the country of Costa Rica is set aside for national parks. The other 75% is basically unregulated. What the Brazilians have to avoid is the mistakes of Costa Rica.
Aiken, who directs the Center for Latin American and Iberian Studies at Vanderbilt, was recently featured as part of the Thinking Out of the Lunchbox series at the Downtown Public Library. I'm Avery Dear Owens reporting.